Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The music department at the University of North Carolina Greensboro is doing its part to keep our state's jazz tradition alive and well here in the Piedmont Triad. UNCG's Spartan Jazz Collective will share the music of Carolina natives John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk with Greensboro audiences on Saturday night, September 29th, beginning at 7:30 in the Music Building Recital Hall on the UNCG campus. Spartan Jazz Collective has become an integral part of the Miles Davis Jazz Studies program there, with award-winning jazz faculty and students performing their arrangements of the greatest names in jazz, as well as original compositions by the group. Saxophonist, composer, and UNCG faculty Chad Eby spoke with me by phone from his Greensboro studio.
We are somewhat inspired by the principle of a group known as the San Francisco Jazz Collective, which is a large, small group, shall we say, of relatively famous jazz musicians, and they would get together and focus on, you know, the compositions of essentially one composer and also doing original music of the members in the band. And so a couple of years ago, Steve Haynes and I were our director of jazz studies here. We were discussing how back in the early days of jazz, through the 1960s, even the 1970s, and technically even maybe stretching into the 80s, there was a time-tested model of a band leader mentor presenting young musicians to the audience, whether it was Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, or whether it was Count Basie's band with younger players taking the place of the older players, or whether it was Miles Davis's band. There was a tradition of that where this established, you know, entity would then bring young musicians to the fore and give them a chance to shine. And, you know, one of the things that I've been talking about for a few years now is that the jazz education system in colleges needs to embrace that role more so than sitting in a classroom and scribbling things on a whiteboard and saying, you need to play this, you need to play that, but rather taking the reins of, you know, there used to be hundreds of bands where young musicians would cut their teeth crisscrossing the country. So our goal, Steve and I, was to put together an ensemble that was mostly of our students, but with both of us playing in it as well, helping them to guide them, write this music, let's approach this composer, let's go play this gig.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the students, Chad?
They seem to be really enjoying it. You know, I think a lot of the arranging and composing work we've had them doing in the past years has been focused on our big band concerts with our guest artists with the big band. And this is giving them an opportunity to spend a lot more time exploring a slightly large, small group ensemble.
That whole concept of having the time to really write what you're hearing in your head, I mean, it takes time when you're just doing it as a young composer. It's nice to have that outlet.
Exactly. And they get a chance to be very explorative in their writing. And that's, you know, that's what we're going for here with our students as well, is giving them a chance to build, you know, and by choosing compositions of great jazz musicians, we're asking them to write their arrangements and build on the shoulders of the people who came before, whose music they need to understand.
My thanks to saxophonist, composer, and University of North Carolina Greensboro faculty Chad Eby. His 2010 album Broken Shadows features his Miles Davis Jazz Studies colleague and friend Steve Haynes on bass and Jason Marsalis on drums. On Saturday night, September 29th, beginning at 7:30 in the Music Building Recital Hall on the UNCG campus, you can hear Chad and Steve's Spartan Jazz Collective in concert, featuring unique student and faculty arrangements of music by two of North Carolina's jazz titans, pianist Thelonious Monk and saxophonist John Coltrane. It's part of Greensboro's 17 Days Festival, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.